All right, welcome everybody. Welcome to Al and the
Aussie.
That was lame.
That wasn't pre.
We didn't rehearse that.
That wasn't pre discussed.
You guys would get it. You're entertainers. Ready? Welcome to Al and the
Aussie. What? I didn't know you were going to go character with it.
I thought we were going to go like Aussie, like what Al thinks an Aussie is when Al does his Aussie impression on stage.
Which is a favorite of this, I would say. That's one of my favorite things is you doing an Aussie accent.
Oh, really? You like that?
I love it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because basically, here's my secret. All I'm doing is an impression of the orcs in the Lord of the Rings movies. And I know they're Kiwis, but it doesn't matter. That's why, yeah, mate. That's like all, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
When do they say that?
No, they don't say, yeah, mate. But they're like, yeah, she looks good. Yeah, cook it.
Oh, the little Weasley goblin. Not the big massive.
Yeah.
No, maybe, but they're all orcs, right? There are some big orcs, and then there's little Weasley orcs.
Are they goblins?
Orcs and goblins. They were the army that I collected Warhammer.
There are goblins.
Goblins are the pointy-nosed, smaller ones.
Okay, I guess those are goblins, but they don't make that distinction in the movies.
Maybe that's a Warhammer reference, not a Lord of the Rings reference.
What the fuck is Warhammer?
The little models, like Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay. So it's not. Yeah, I think you might be thinking.
You don't know Warhammer? I know Warhammer. No. I don't listen to Warhammer. I mean, I don't play it, but I never did.
Play it.
I'm cool.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
You roll dice.
So it's
like the 12-sided die.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons. I guess.
I never got into that stuff.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I thought we covered that in your childhood memoirs.
Danny's. We're still doing sort of a makeshift podcast here, everybody.
Yes, we
have a studio that we can get into, but we can't make it on the night that they have it open to us. So Danny's got a microphone that he's had to point to people when we start talking over each other. Yeah. And he's jerking around here like Michael J. Fox on opium.
It's all right because it's not picking up on the audio. It's like, imagine it was like... Whoa.
No, but what's hilarious is watching you try to go... So we'll try to be more mindful.
No, it's all right. I can do it. Maybe, Marty, maybe you should sit there.
So then I can just go like that.
Habit it.
All right.
That makes more sense, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah, you sit there.
And I'll switch here.
And then I can just go like that. That's so much easier.
And this is fun for the listener.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So where were we? Orcs. Yeah, no, I never got into Dungeons and Dragons. D&D. Here's my thing, is I'm lazy. And it looked like so much work.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I stopped playing video games as well.
That's also the same reason you don't do heroin as well.
Yeah, because it's so much work. There's so many things involved.
Sorry to cut it.
No, it's true. Like, I never did heroin, even when I was doing all sorts of drugs.
Yeah.
But D&D and video games, like SimCity and all that shit, it's like a second life. And I just can't deal with it. And when video games started getting more than like 6 buttons on the controllers, I was like, I'm out. Because I just can't be bothered to learn.
When I first played SimCity, my brother was always better at video games. Mm. I would just let him finish the game, get all the weapons, unlock all the levels, and then I could just go through like GTA and just go on rampages and have bazookas and jump out of planes. We don't have the patience. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh,
Grand Theft Auto, yeah. You're a big FIFA guy. I remember I called you once and I was having this meltdown on the phone during one of my festival shows. And you were like sitting there like giving me advice, being like, it's all right, man, like blah blah blah, and then like halfway through the conversation you're like, listen, I really gotta go, we're playing a really big game right now, and you ditched me for FIFA.
No, but see, that shows you how much FIFA is ingrained in my body.
Oh, definitely,
because that advice I was giving you, I'm sure was real sincere
and of course, really heartfelt. It didn't
sound like I was distracted,
yeah,
until we went to penalty shootouts,
yeah,
and then I really needed to,
yeah. You were really just like, Danny, I love you, but not, you know, this is FIFA. This is penalty shootout. Yeah. It's serious. So I got ditched.
This is the grand final. But yeah, I know what you're saying. The painting was always you have to get these tiny little brushes for the little.
Oh, models. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So Al, like, what it is you got the Warhammer figures, and you had to like break them and make them and then like paint them.
So you had to paint them yourself.
Yeah.
And then you played with them. So you had to paint the figures first. So you basically built the game.
It was literally the loneliest thing you could do.
Right, yeah. Right. Wow. So that basically what they did was they saw Dungeons and Dragons and someone went, there's got to be a way to make lonelier people fill their time even more.
Take their money.
Right. But basically, so like, let's take Dungeons and Dragons, and make it even longer somehow, so it takes more of your lonely time up.
Yeah.
Well,
they had these shops in Sydney, in Australia, called Games Workshop.
And that's still there, man.
They weren't necessarily lonely because they created their little community of people that like to swap paints.
Yeah, they fucking love it. They get into it. I think my brother played it at one stage, but it's one of those things. You can only play it for a little while before you... If you're still playing it after a certain amount of time, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is it still a thing now? Because now essentially they've got like World of Warcraft, which was so that esque. You know what I mean? That kind of Warhammer esque kind of thing.
They've made all those games into video games.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm pretty sure there was even a Warhammer video game. So,
I actually invented when I was a kid. I invented a because I loved wrestling WWF when I was a kid, and I had like hundreds of wrestling figures.
Uh-huh.
And I invented my own game with the dice, like similar to the Warhammer game, all the different combinations of dice rolls mean that they do moves. And
Patton.
And I was lonely.
Who was your favorite wrestler when you were a kid?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Really? Why Jake
the
Snake?
Creepiest motherfucker.
Really?
He just had his snake on him, and it was always like going near his groin, and he didn't care.
And you liked that?
Yeah. Okay. It was just I like a good bad guy.
Yeah.
They were always. I can tell why Andy Kaufman... You remember when Andy Kaufman just decided, I'm going to be a wrestling bad guy.
Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling.
Exactly.
Andy Kaufman, as in the...
Comedian. You don't know this?
He was a wrestler?
Oh, well, he was a great showman, right?
Yeah.
He was a comedian. He was always sort of alt before that term existed, right? I guess. Yeah. So he was always doing weird shit.
Yeah.
And then so what he decided to do was challenge women to wrestling matches.
Right.
And he would wrestle them live at his show, and then that turned into like people calling him out, and so he started to like wrestle professional women. Right? Did he ever wrestle a man? He wrestled that one dude.
He wrestled Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah.
He loved being a bad guy, and like Al said, like he was always an alternative comedian before it was alternative. Like he was performing just as much for himself, if not more.
Right.
He was trying to get a kick out of seeing the audience hate him.
Yeah.
And I actually went to some amateur wrestling on Saturday night out at the Blacktown Workers Club.
You did. I heard about this.
What is that like?
I thought the quality and the choreography was going to be quite low.
Yeah.
It was great.
Really?
It was really good.
So what's it in? Is it just in like an auditorium or a gymnasium?
Yeah, so like the same type of...
gymnasium.
the same type of stage where we would do a gig at like an RSL workers club. They set up a fully professional wrestling.
Yeah. And they put it in the middle of the room as opposed to the...
Yeah, yeah. And they were falling on the tables, and there was 8-year-old kids there, like just screaming,
just
at
loving
them.
It. Yeah,
there was an MC.
Was it like packed? Was it like fucking?
It was pretty
so
packed.
So was it family friendly as well?
Well, they sold tickets to families. Right. I don't know if
were
there
was any
family.
Swearing or like nastiness.
Yeah, there was. Oh, wow. The guy, the host guy, came out. That's like, welcome to the IWA. But he was obviously, I think it was his first time. He was stumbling a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So some of the Blacktown people.
Do you remember some of the wrestlers?
They did not let this guy slip.
Right.
He was just like, "Blue, welcome to the you suck." Get out this, like kids are yelling at him and stuff.
Do you remember some of the wrestlers' names? Because I actually know a wrestler. I went to uni with one.
There
like
was
a guy
called
really
Randall, and he was wore like him. A Mexican mask, and he was the Blacktown. He was the Blacktown home
local,
the local. So he had the supporters.
His name was Randall. That's it. He didn't have like a cool wrestler
name.
Yeah,
I know. It was pretty. It was like Randall versus Bailey.
Randall.
Those these two guys. Pretty Blacktown names. And then there was.
That's such lame wrestling.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be lame if they went over the top and when they were like, it was.
Well,
the,
no, but you need a cool
the
name.
Scorpion or the.
No, that'd be. That's
Scorpion's
fine.
Badass, man. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's what you expect when you go to wrestling. Not like, ladies and gentlemen, here's Steve the Wrestler.
There was a guy. There was like a guy who was about 60 years old, and he was the comic relief of the show.
Oh, God.
And he was called the Birdman.
Oh, no.
And he had a big bird tattoo on his chest. And he was in a match called the Tar and Feather match.
Huh.
So at the end of the match, the loser got like tar and feathers poured on them.
Yeah, but it's not real tar, obviously.
No, it was just baby oil.
Yeah.
And then it got a bit weird.
It got
there was an oiled up old man on the stage with feathers flying around.
Homoerotic.
What a Wonderful use of your time on a Saturday night.
It was great.
Yeah.
Dude, let me know next time you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The one we went to was IWA, Independent Wrestling Australia.
In
yeah.
Banks... Blacktown.
But we're definitely going to another one, I think on April 12th, to the other ones, the AWF. They've all got different...
The
different
AWF, letters. I think, is the yeah. big one, is the yeah, like, Australian probably, I think it's Wrestling the Federation. Yeah.
Did you watch wrestling when you were a kid then?
I watched wrestling during the Stone Cold vs. The Rock era.
Wow.
Okay. So Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I was in it. And that was like Mankind. So that was when. And Mankind is a comedian now.
Mick Foley
is a comedian now. Oh, wow. Yeah. But yeah, so that was during that era. Yes, I did watch a lot of wrestling because we had like Foxtel, which is like, you know, cable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got cancelled, so I didn't watch it anymore. And then I was just too old to get. And now, just when I watch it, I'm just like, it's just too ridiculous. Maybe it was ridiculous back then. I don't know, but it was,
and you just didn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I've even gone back and watched clips, and I'm like, you know, it's not the most like, but just here, it's like, oh, he's dating the twin sister, and now they're coming back, and like.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a soap
opera.
They've
yeah.
definitely turned it up a whole bunch of notches.
Yes.
They've injected a lot of reality show stuff into it.
Yeah.
Because even I stopped watching years ago because I was around. I mean, I started WrestleMania, the first one, was when I was probably like 12. So I was perfect age, 12 or 14.
Yeah, wow.
And so, I mean, it was like huge. Like, you know, oh my God. Like honestly, like Hulk Hogan and all those guys and Rowdy Piper and
King Kong Bundy
and George the Animal Steel. I don't know if he was in WrestleMania, but and Jimmy Superfly Snuka when I was a kid. But WrestleMania was like insane. We were losing our minds.
The Yanks go crazy for it, don't they?
Oh, we were losing our fucking minds, man. And my friend, right? Not me personally.
No. I mean, like, just.
I guess so. Yeah, I think so. I honestly wouldn't know. It's probably a lot less than it was, but it was. It really captured like. It was like on primetime for a while.
Yeah.
It started out as like a Saturday morning thing. I used to watch it with my older brother. Yeah. And then after WrestleMania, it became like primetime pay-per-view events. You paid like $60 to watch WrestleMania.
Well, here's what fucking blows my mind. I just remembered this. I actually went and saw the WWE when they came out and did like an Australian tour.
Yeah.
That's like how into it I was. I was like really, really into it at that point.
I thought it would have been so memorable that you would have, that would have been your first
memory. Yeah, I know. Well, I guess.
It was the drugs you were on.
Yeah. I don't know why I forgot that. I guess because it was, it wasn't a spectacularly memorable night. Like, there wasn't any wrestlers that I knew, which was a bit disappointing. I think, like, Triple H and Ric Flair.
It was the B-team.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But I went and saw it, and now I can't remember where I was going with that. What were we talking about? Oh, no. Okay, what blows my mind? What blows my mind? I got it. Is you know, because that was like $120 or something for a ticket. But what blows my mind is they do Monday Night Raw. So does that mean they record every week or once a week, or like how does it work?
So they would be touring. They tour like a band that tours all year. You go to the website and here's the tour dates, and they do a show. You know, they'll go down a coast. Upper coast.
Oh man, okay.
And because now they have the ability to show every one of these events live, then you do the storyline just keeps continuing. Continuing. So,
do you reckon they'd have writers and stuff?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
And I think that, like Al was saying before, like back in the day when it was, you know, everyone just went crazy for it, it's always been a vehicle for political agendas to come through. You know, with you've had like wrestlers like
I've never heard this. Go on.
The Iron Sheik.
Yeah, the Iron Sheik and stuff. Yeah,
Sergeant
yeah.
Slaughter.
No, it's just I mean, you know what it is. It's not political. It's just whoever America's at war with that week.
Well, it's like
we have a character.
Oh, I'm not saying that the people writing the wrestling really care, but I'm saying that they're cashing in on whatever the buzz.
Oh, definitely.
Whatever well, the like, buzz, yeah. nationality or kind of job. Like there was a guy in the 90s who called the IRS.
Well, do you know what? It's,
everyone just hated it.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Indiana Jones. In one of the movies, they're fighting. They're at war with the Soviets, and then in another one, it's the Nazis, and like.
But they're actually picking out parts of history and time that they're.
Are they?
Yeah. They're not just going willy nilly. Like now we're fighting the Nazis. Like if you watch Indiana Jones, it's during the World War II or
pre-World War II. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought
going to go and fight the Zulus. During World War II.
Yeah.
I thought it was. I didn't know.
So and now we come to historical inaccuracies with Danny Giles.
Oh yes. We have a correction and an apology to make, don't we, Danny?
Oh, God. I just got to keep my mouth shut about history. You know, I was talking to someone the other day. I fucking failed history, and I'm just not good with dates or times. But
or
yeah, we
movies,
did.
Or who we're at war with.
Or just life, Al.
You know, I was watching the History Channel.
Is that your
sometimes they're fighting the
is Nazis, that your Danny Giles?
And sometimes...
Is that
your Danny Giles? You're like the Morris Day of this podcast. You're the Morris Day to my prince. You,
I don't even get just, that reference out.
No, give me that fucking microphone. It's just sinking into this. Like, you just didn't get the. You thought that they were just making Indiana Jones movies and just like whoever they wanted to battle with.
Yeah.
They were battling with.
I thought like, so, yeah.
Hilarious.
I honestly did. I didn't. I just thought they were like, okay, so, you know, we're against the Nazis now, and so.
But they didn't make Indiana Jones during that war.
Yeah, I know, that just clicked.
How old is Harrison
No,
Ford?
To be honest, I think someone told me this and I just went, oh, and just stuck it with that just stuck with me and I never gave it a second thought.
You need to be around different companies.
So, yeah. So what do we need to apologize for?
Okay, so in the first episode, and somebody actually came up to me and hit me up about this, I made a very, very stupid mistake. Oh, God damn it, my cat's there.
You know what? I love your cat, but I'm so allergic, I don't think we can let him.
Okay, no, that's all right. We won't.
But that's going to drive me nuts. Can we euthanize
yes,
him?
Yeah. Maxie, shut up.
Can we get the news? Can we put him down?
He's a guest on this podcast. Anyway, can you put him down? No.
Come on.
So, we got the dates. Sorry. I got the date wrong of the Port Arthur massacre. I said it was 77 when it was 97. I was so fucking far off.
And you should have got it because in 77 we were definitely fighting the Nazis. And in 97 it was the Soviets. So I don't know why you wouldn't.
I don't like this episode.
You were 25% right because you got the last digit.
I am really bad at just general knowledge in general. I know about stuff that I care about.
Yeah.
Like this guy. No.
Yeah, so what were we talking about? Wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't talking about turning
into
a wrestler.
Where is that cat, by the way?
I don't know. I think he's at the back door. I'll get him. Somebody hold this.
Well, can't you just pause it and we'll click back on as if this never happened?
I guess we could do that.
Let's do that.
Okay, fine. You want to do that?
Yeah.
No, I can do it in 2 seconds. It's all right. Keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Now you're too close to the mic.
All right, this is why I don't hold the mic. Marty's holding the mic right now, and this will test my knowledge
bad,
of sound equipment.
I love cats so much, but that cat...
It's either have it in here
I'm
making you...
super allergic.
It's either have it in here making you have an allergic reaction and your face blows up,
right?
Or it's meowing in the background of this podcast the entire time.
Yeah, but it's not even the podcast, I don't care. It's just that gets me. Meow, meow. I can't stand the thought of an animal.
But you can do a podcast with
like
Danny for an hour.
I had to feed him because he just won't shut up.
All right.
So it's all good.
I just insulted you right. while
you
were gone.
Oh, good. I get to listen
he
back to that.
He compared you to suffering cats.
What is it? What do you mean?
No, he said the sound of a cat meowing just
gets on my nerves.
Gets under his skin. And I said, but we're doing a podcast with Danny for an hour. Because if I remember his impression of you correctly, it sounded pretty whiny. And
I can't do it. It hurts my throat.
I can do it. You should have seen me at this gig last night. I was on the floor. Like I people around me were getting the shits. I was
really?
Laughing so loud. Yeah.
You've been known to do
terrace?
That before.
A terrace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have.
You've been known to make other people annoyed. Maybe it's just because they're jealous that they can't let loose and laugh as much as you. So
I don't know.
No, it's not that. You have an annoying laugh. No, I love it, but I can see how other people...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, and after a while, like, if you were sitting behind me at the movies, like, at a funny movie or something...
Oh, yeah.
I would be like, get this motherfucker. But there's nothing... Socially, there's nothing you can do because you're just enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
So you can't turn around and go, could you stop enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
So loudly. So you just have to deal with you.
Yeah.
You know, behind you going... So
during the new Indiana Jones movie,
yeah. Where fighting the Al Qaeda.
I can't believe I never gave that a second thought. I wish I could remember who told me, but like when they told me, I was like, oh yeah,
just,
that makes sense.
Just own it. Just own it.
Yeah,
no, what was
it? It was some guy.
No, dude, believe me. There's people walking around that don't even know that there were Nazis in the Indiana Jones movie. So. You're not.
There are still Holocaust deniers out there.
That's weird. That's weird to me.
They're just out there watching Indiana Jones.
Yeah. People just say what they want to get their what they want.
Yeah.
But how could you deny something that's so fucking big? That's so
people
like...
deny my penis all the time, and it's huge. Big penis joke. No, but yeah, people do it to get a rise out of people. Like you never know why, and like that's what's funny about like politics and stuff. Because like you'll have leaders like I don't know who's the president of Iran now, but the guy Ahmadinejad who was president a while ago, he was the big denier, right?
Right.
And to have a president of a country do that makes people go, what? You know, and that's what defines it, like your station in life. If there was some homeless guy going, the Holocaust never happened, you'd just kind of look, you'd be like, give me my dollar back. But, you know, when it's the president of a country. But now we have, like, what's crazy is in our country, in my country of America, like these political parties, they're saying more and more outrageous shit just to get rises out of people, just to get sound bites on the air, just to get hits online, and it's ruining.
It's all clickbait.
Yeah, it's all clickbait. Everything's clickbait
it's
now.
Just like it's just like a really irritating person on like a Big Brother or something.
Yeah,
they just want to get likes on their
right
fan which is, page, or they want to get like a D grade celebrity following once they get evicted out of their house.
Which is fine when you're on Big Brother, but when you're running a fucking country. Yeah. Like, it's all devolving into that. I mean, your guy, Tony Abbott, ate a fucking onion like it was an apple for some reason. Did you guys read about that? He was at an onion farm.
I ignored it. I saw it pop up and I was like, I don't even care.
Well,
like,
I only read headlines online because they annoy me, the people who write these things. I know he didn't do that by accident. He ate an onion like an apple. So that it would go fucking everywhere, and then you know what I mean, and everybody would hear about it.
Do you think so?
There was one of his backroom staff just thought up that idea, like it was some genius political move. He was like,
let me ask you this, Al, and this is just my ignorance. What advantage would he have for everyone seeing him eat an onion?
I don't know. That's not for me to know.
It humanizes him.
We've all done that.
I guess he's not too bad.
He ate an onion after all. I'll vote for him.
Look at him, he's crying. That's what happens when you cut onions.
Can he get re-elected?
No.
Here's,
I hope so. He's a champion.
I might be cynical here, but anytime anything comes out about any famous person, bad or good, I go, this was planned. Whenever photos are fucking leaked, or whenever something happens that's seems like, it seems like a scandal right before someone's movie comes out, or right before there's an election, or right before fucking anything. I go, this is not a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's never a coincidence.
Mirror.
What?
I'm just quoting that Pete Holmes bit that you showed me. Mirror.
What's that?
You ain't sawn her in half. Mirror.
I think he knows Pete Holmes, don't you know?
I do know. Yeah, but I don't know the bit.
It's like one about magic.
About magic.
Yeah, if we won't talk about it anymore. But it's a good bit. Yeah. Pete Holmes magic. I think it's on Conan.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
It's great.
Nice segue. I just got two tickets to Conan when I'm in LA. Nice.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Recording. Yeah, two tickets, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Who are you going with?
I don't know.
No, they don't release the guests.
Which was interesting.
Until the week of. That's when they release it.
That's what I wondered, because sometimes I see the... you know, you watch the show and you see how nuts these fans go for some of these stars.
Yeah.
But...
they don't know. They have
no idea. If it's a good guest, it can be really exciting. Like, if it's someone that you're like, oh my God, because those studios are small.
Yeah.
Because I've been to a bunch of those talk shows and I'm always surprised at how fucking small the studios are.
Yeah.
So if this guest is someone that you're really a fan of, you can get really fucking excited.
Yeah.
Because they're right there.
And I almost think that just because I'm there, someone who I like 5 out of 10, I'll probably go like 8 out of 10 nuts just because they're...
Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're in front of me.
Yeah.
It might be someone that I'm
I thought that as well. It's
I'm
like,
not too into. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
you're just like, holy shit.
Like Channing Tatum or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, it's Channing.
Yeah, yeah. You will.
Someone you don't really care about, but because he's there, you'll go, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, you will, of course. You get like automatically starstruck.
Yeah,
it's just, especially like us growing up in Australia, like, for our, like, living in America, like, you could bump into those people in the street. But, like, for us, it's just unheard of. I remember when I saw The Rock Dwayne Johnson call back to wrestling when he was promoting Hercules. And I just saw him in the flesh. And I was, like, taking photos. I couldn't even help myself. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I taking photos? But I just couldn't help myself.
We're addicted.
Yeah. Celebrity. I was just like, holy fuck, it's Dwayne Johnson. Do you know what I mean? I was just, I could not help myself.
Rock! I'm over here, Rock!
I used to watch you as a kid!
I've met, bumped into, slash met a bunch of famous people, and whenever I'm a fan, I get fucking goofy.
Yeah,
and it's embarrassing. Like I actually said to one of the first famous people I met was I was still living in New York. I'm a big Martin Short fan, and my wife took me to his one man show that had 7 people in it.
Right.
And it was called what was it called? I forget. But
is it called It's Just a Play?
No, it was
that's the one he's got on at the moment.
Oh no, it was like
Three Amigos.
No,
Marty was so excited to say that.
it's on the tip of my tongue. It was something like Born Famous or something. Oh fuck, it was like a cheeky title, right?
Okay.
But anyway, I knew one of the. I knew one of the cast members, Mary Birdsong. And she's very talented girl, woman. She was in a George Clooney movie in Hawaii, that Hawaiian movie.
No idea.
I can't think of any titles. I'm the worst at this.
Clearly the wrong movie.
The Descendants. She was in The Descendants.
The Three Amigas. Son of a bitch.
She was in The Descendants. Anyway, she's awesome. She was in this movie, Fame Becomes Me. That's what it was called.
Okay.
And we go to, my wife takes me for my birthday. So I'm waiting at the stage door to basically meet Mary Birdsong.
Yeah.
And so for her to say hi. And it was hilarious. She comes out, the crowd applauds, she sees me and she goes, "Aldo Benny, ladies and gentlemen." Uh-huh. Everybody turns and looks at me with this excited look in their face, and then they go, "Oh," because they don't know who I am. Like,
yeah.
Nobody, you know what I mean? It was just hilarious. So
they just heard the enthusiasm in her voice.
Yeah, yeah.
So and they were like,
"That's."
They looked to see Martin Short before it had registered what name they had.
But that's got to be pretty gangster, though, like her being like, "Aldo Benny."
Yeah, and they all, and I went, "Hi."
Were you embarrassed, or were you just like, "Fuck you"?
Yeah. No, I wasn't anything. I was kind of like just laughing at what she did because it was really funny. So we embraced, and I talked to her for a little bit, and she was like, "Wait, because Martin's coming out." And I was like, "Oh, fucking, I've been a Martin Short fan forever." And he came out, and he's signing everybody's programs, and I stood right before the limo. So I was like the last one, and I shoved him. He was about to get in the car, and I shoved my program in his face with a pen, and he kind of looked up at me, and I was so taken aback. I said it really low so no one else could hear. It was very creepy. And I went, "You're like a god to me." And as soon as it came out, I was like, "Oh, fuck!" And my wife snapped
a
picture.
You're like a god to me.
Yeah, but not in like, "Oh my god, you're like a god to me." Like breathy, like, "You're like a god to me." And because I couldn't control myself. And my wife snapped a picture right as I said it. And it's a picture of Martin Short looking at me like, "What the fuck?"
Holy
and
shit.
He just quickly signed my program and got in, and I was like, "Oh, that was fucking." I felt oogie.
Yeah.
Do you know? I want you to keep telling me who else you've met, but do you know Arnie Pye? His friend Louis is in New York at the moment. He posted a bunch of photos on Facebook. He just met Martin Short, and he posted this really long story of like how they met, and he said he was so nice.
Oh yeah,
he said the key thing to being friends with Martin Short is don't tell him that he's a god to you.
He actually said, "Oh man, you're so great because you know a couple of years ago I met this guy and he's been freaking me out ever since. I got my guard up anytime I meet anyone."
Oh no, it was creepy.
A couple of my friends were in Cambodia in a smaller city, and they were drinking in a bar and they met Jude Law.
Oh wow,
Cambodia?
In Cambodia,
that's so weird.
I think it was funny, but they ended up, you know, having drinks with him all night because he wasn't close to
anyone.
You know, it wasn't close. close to a lot of Cambodians.
Yeah.
I think it just shows you like when it's out of the when it's away from the limo, when it's away from the flashing lights. It's like he was up for some Sambuca shots.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like I've heard of stories where like Aussie bands will run into fans like in another like really random country, and then they'll embrace it and like hang out with them and stuff. I heard a friend tell me, I think it was Hermitude or something, I can't remember, but yeah.
I can see that. I can see like being famous somewhere, somewhere like Nowheresville, and just meeting a couple of your countrymen who are like, "Oh my god, holy shit, you're here," and just sort of hanging out with them because you're in the middle of Cambodia, and why the fuck not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you think that this one person is now going to turn into a mob of 50, or wanting your
right, well, that's the difference. That's actually what makes it up, right? Because the Cambodians probably don't know who the fuck Jude Law is,
yeah. Right?
So the fact that it's just you and a couple of your friends, and yeah, you're right. It's not going to turn into the whole entire pub going, "Oh my god, it's Jude Law," because they're all being Cambodian.
Well, that's interesting to think about. like the holiday. Not that I care.
I'm a holiday denier. Go on.
Okay.
Oh, fucking LLWNA.
No, it's interesting to think where people who are like celebrities, where they go to holiday or where they go to vacation. It must be an intentional away from where the masses go.
In terms of, depend.
It's like Aruba
or Korea
or Bahamas. Or because I find, like, as an Australian, when you travel, especially because we're so far away from everything, there's only a few places where we can go on a decent budget. Like, if you want to go to, say, Bali, you can go there for $500 flights. If you want to go to Cameroon, you got to pay $4,000.
Why do Australians go to Bali when your beaches are fucking beautiful? Like, what's in Bali that's not here? Answer me that.
It's like jungles and shit. I don't know.
So I've been to Bali twice. Yeah. And the reason they go to Bali is because it's the cheapest. Okay. It's the cheapest place you can go that's international.
And that's a holiday.
And a lot of the Bali, it's like a lot of kids will say, oh, I've been overseas now. It's like, well, you know, you went to a place that is pretty much Australia.
Yeah.
But there are people around doing things for you.
It's like Americans go to like Bahamas or Bermuda or something. It's like, yeah, it's so because close.
The people there get paid so less that you seem like a god there. Like, right. Andrew Barnett, a comedian that we work with, he has a joke, and he's like a joke about Australians coming back from Bali like, we're so cultured. it was so cultured over there. That's why we loved it. It's like, no, it wasn't. It was the $2 beers.
Okay. Yeah. So the Australian dollar strong against the Bali's fucking shitcoin.
Well, yeah. Bali is an island of Indonesia.
Okay.
And the Balinese culture is a complete different culture to the rest of Indonesia, which is Islamic.
Oh, okay.
So Balinese is...
But you still get arrested for smuggling weed and put
to
death.
Do you know all this shit, Marty?
Because I know a lot about geography.
So Bali's...
And I take notice when I travel, and I don't just...
I've never left the
Bali
country.
Bali is the place. Has Indiana Jones ever been there? Bali. Bali.
Maybe.
See, that was totally Marvin Gaye almost said. What's his name?
You
Morris
got
Day.
To give it up.
What was I going to say? Bali's the place where they get busted for smuggling weed, right? And then they're put to death.
Well, not in general, but yes, that's what happened. Yeah. They had the Bali 9 and Chappelle Colby
and
stuff.
That's one of the countries.
And they
put them to death for that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but those two guys, are they the first to go on death row, or have they already killed some?
Honestly, I don't know much about that specific story, but I do know. I don't really have a strong stance on that. But interesting, I was watching a documentary about the death penalty in Thailand, and Thailand is a Buddhist country, essentially like beliefs, a country that has generally the beliefs of. Buddha. You know, you do not kill animals.
Right.
You don't kill other anything. And there was...
Except for weed smugglers.
Exactly. I heard a monk being interviewed in this documentary, and he was saying that our country is a Buddhist country. We love Buddha. And this element that's coming in is potentially going to tarnish our nation that reflects Buddha and actually potentially harm the children of the nation, Buddha. So we would rather those people be dead. So it's like they've just picked a major thing in their religion, and then they just flip it for the.
That's all. Don't everybody do that? Everybody does.
Yeah, really.
I mean, the Buddhists. For some reason, the Buddhists in my mind, I don't know why, are regarded as but they're sort of like the best religion. If you had to pick one, because it's not really religion. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just more of a set of philosophy, blah, 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 blah. So I tend to think of them as sort of this separate thing. But what you just said solidifies they're just a religion, and they just cherry pick the shit that they want. So, yeah, we're Buddhists, but we're going to kill these fuckers. Because we just, and here's the Buddha, and here's the whole reason behind it, which brings us back to Buddhism.
Yeah.
And which is bullshit. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of the Buddhists that you might have...
It's getting dark.
It got really dark in here.
Should I turn the lights on?
Why don't you turn the lights on like a real fucking person?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that statement, like, Buddhists... I think it might just be the Buddhists that you've come across. But I've been in Southeast Asia quite a bit, and it is a way of life in terms of the people that have lived...
That's what I mean, a way of life, but not... I've never viewed it as so much a religion as much as... maybe I don't know enough about it, but I'm sure it is a religion, but I've never viewed it that way. It's been more of like a, oh, I'm Buddhist, so I just sort of sit around and contemplate things.
Well, that's because you've lived in LA with wankers.
Right.
Who say, like, I'm Buddhist, as opposed
no,
to...
No, exactly. No, yeah, like hobby yeah, Buddhists.
People that take, you know, sacrifices out on a daily basis out in front of their house and...
to the Buddha? Like what?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm really enjoying this one. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. and interestingly enough, in Bali, the all the houses have to be built in the exact same
yeah.
way, in the same direction. So, for example, you always have to have your you always have to have the entrance of the house up the exact same end.
Yeah, they're like copies.
Your garbage
yeah.
area, because it's almost like a it's shui. Like a Buddhist thing. A Buddhist feng shui that has huh. kind of old mystical
right, but that's the law meanings. Of the land.
Exactly.
So the feng shui is the law of the land. So you need to your door needs to be facing north. Your garbage needs to be southeast. Your bed needs to be fucking west. Wow.
Yeah, and the Balinese because it's they are a minority in.
I like to say Balinese. Yeah, they go good with spaghetti.
Another Al Del Bene golden cracker.
spaghetti bolognese.
No, but like if you go to Bali and you want to...
I will never. Go on.
When you go to
I'm
Bali...
never going to Bali. Unless they book me for...
There
as
are
a comedy,
we are doing...
There are comedy gigs there.
Are there?
And you could get booked.
We are doing our 50th podcast episode in Bali.
We are?
Yes.
Okay, this is the third one. Okay.
50th episode or 50th year?
Oh, 50th episode. I'm gonna live till 92.
Did you say I'm not going to? You said I don't want to.
No, probably both. I won't and I don't want to. 80 is good enough. I think 80,
yeah.
which means I'm past the halfway point. So you guys, how old are you?
25.
And how old are you?
Younger than you.
Yeah, so...
That's how old he is. Right. Well, we're the same
No.
That's my benchmark. As long as I'm younger than one guy, I know.
Because I feel... I might have said this on this podcast before. I'm getting old. I can't remember. I always was the youngest everywhere I went because I started comedy so young.
Yeah.
And now I've moved here and I'm hanging out with you young kids. And I still feel young at heart. That's why I hang out with you morons.
Mm.
But when I think of my life, I go, I'm over halfway finished. And that's a weird thought. Like, I'm definitely over halfway finished with my life.
Yeah.
Considering
is it scary?
It's not scary as much as it is like, just like, wow.
Mm.
Just like, oh my God. Like, and so this is it. We just sort of fucking putz around and buy shit. That's life.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've still got shit that you want to do and achieve and accomplish. And this.
No, don't talk to me like I'm a cripple. Like,
I wasn't.
I know. I'm not giving up, but I'm just saying.
I wasn't. I know that came
no,
off.
Buddy,
as like
but a... you can still. You're still like. There's still breath in your lungs, pal, and I still
so much to live for.
Still sparkle in your eye, and no, but the fact that I've lived more years than I will live.
Yeah.
Probably. Most likely. You know, my father died when he was 59.
Oh, wow.
So if I do that, I only have 17 years left, which is comforting in a way.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. When you think of it that way, like, fuck, 17 years.
And you think, how old are we going to be in 17 years? What, like 40, 50, 42?
You'll be my age, yeah.
Yeah.
My age now.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I think, though, if you get, once you get older.
Still doing this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Bali.
Yeah. Once you get older, then hopefully the person that you are can get the things that you want done quicker because...
What am I going to want done when I'm 75?
I don't know. You might want to...
go to Bali?
You might want to take pottery classes.
I wonder what's going to be like, you know... Like,
what is this, ghost?
When I'm 75, what's that? In 35 years, so you guys will be 60.
60,
something like that. 58. Yeah. What will Netflix be? What will we be doing? What will computers be like?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, what will our phones be like?
We'll all be living in pods.
East-facing pods.
There is something, like, that's going around. By 2021, they're going to have invented nanobots to repair
us.
Oh,
fuck, so I'm going to live forever. Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the...
I think... That's
I'm gonna be
that,
the
there
the
goes the theory.
Most miserable fucking
within like the next 10 years, like they're gonna have nanobots that can clean your arteries and like do all
but this. here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not everyone will be able to afford those.
Well, in Australia we will be, because we all have healthcare.
And cash money Al Del Bene.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say something.
He's forgetting.
I was gonna say something. I do know one thing. By the time I'm 75 years old, there will be self-driving cars everywhere. Probably, you probably won't be driving anymore.
There could be them now. Why don't they just
No, they are. They're just starting to eke them out. And what I'm saying is they'll be mainstream. By the time I'm 75, you'll get in your car, you'll tell it where to go, and your seats will turn in, and you'll either jerk off or talk to people. Or
oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
There will be, so there won't be any more. But what about like lunch? I love that he fed off my enthusiasm. What about like, think about how much money the government makes from like licenses and license tests.
They'll find another way to make money.
Oh, they'll just keep, no, they'll just go, oh, if you want a self-driving car, you have to, the car needs a license.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they'll be like, or, like they'll be autopilot and then they'll be like manual mode in case.
Yeah, you'll need to, you'll need to do something. Yeah, they'll think
of
something.
But here's my question. First, if it's like a completely self-driving car, would like the interior could totally be like a limo, right? Like, it, like it, you wouldn't have to
it's
have
not gonna be
the four places.
It's
like,
it's gonna be a fucking cube. It's gonna be a.
Pod. Oh no, no, no! I know, but
it's gonna be an ugly little light fiberglass because no more accidents will happen.
Yeah, yeah, no. But what I'm saying is like there'll be no reason for you to have like the five seats facing the same way.
Maybe like you said, maybe there'll be a mode where you have to sort of do some stuff and fiddle with it. But I'm saying the seats will turn in. Inward, and you all face each other and just go,
what's
up? And we could do a podcast on our drive to Bali because there'll be a tunnel from here to Bali by then.
Well,
we're making these predictions.
Like, there'll be little pods, but then.
That's what I said. Don't ever steal my idea. I invented the pod.
No, no, no.
iPod.
I'm agreeing that it is a pod.
I invented the pod.
But then you have other singular pods for all the amount of people that will be traveling. So you have the option
of
going.
So you just invented the fucking train, is what you did.
Yeah. Exactly right.
So there are pods that can link up with other pods.
No, you can go on your one seater, and then you just add an attachment, and then it becomes the five seater.
No. Maybe.
Do you think they'll make flying cars? There's no need, is there?
Well, I just read a thing today that said in 2017 the first flying car will be put on market or something.
Really?
Yeah, but it's
That's
not
like
going to be
2 years away.
I know, but it's not going to be like they thought it was like. Oh, you're in traffic? Just kill everybody.
There's like floating lane dividers in the sky.
You're never going to be like that. Basically, you'll be able to drive to the airport and take off from your, you know, from a crappy little runway and fly 2 hours to where you need to go.
Helipad.
Yeah,
what?
I'm sure. Yeah. If they catch on, they'll do like off highway. They'll be off highway airstrips. Then you can just pull off and take off and fly to Melbourne. Straight line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And land. That's how they'll do it. If these things take off. It seems... It's one of those things where in theory, you go like, wow, great flying cars. But when you think of the practical implication, you go, oh, it's such a... feels like more of a pain in the ass.
You know what I hope to see in my lifetime?
My balls?
Yes. Can we organize this? Not now. I want to do this in 25 years. In 25 years.
In our 50th episode.
Yep.
In Bali.
Yeah. You will show me your balls.
You'll never know when, but at some point in the podcast, my balls will come out.
My 75-year-old balls.
My 75-year-old feng shui Bali balls.
Pointing east balls.
Bali balls.
My Buddha balls will come out.
What do you want to see? Sorry, what I want to see is space travel and hopefully... like
you know that they're already doing that.
No, I know, but I mean like commercial space travel.
They are already doing that.
With commercials?
Yeah, like with
like as you're flying to the moon, you can watch ads for Tide.
Yes,
they are already putting the first
Mars team.
Well,
the first Mars team
together.
Well, they've they've selected them over like thousands.
But the thing is, I watched a video the other day, and it was like it was a video and explaining why we haven't been to Mars and why we can't go yet.
Well,
because it takes nine months to get to Mars.
Every video that you see, there will be another one out there that says the exact opposite thing. And
so all you need,
yeah,
in theory, I guess, all you need, basically, it would be better if you could build a base on the moon and take off from there because you wouldn't need as much fuel to take off from the moon.
Yeah.
But all you need is a space station, whatever. You get some guys in one of them pods. And when you're already in space, so you just hit a fucking, you get a plasma engine. You just go fucking... And you just fucking 9 months.
You should imagine if he worked for NASA and he was holding the man. He's like, all you fucking need is
9 months of food, a place to shit.
He's turning.
You're
up
in
the
Mars.
Box.
You're done.
You're done. Get the fuck out of here. No, but I would also love to see what's your guys' take on other intelligent life out there in the old universe.
I know.
Oh, I totally believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be, right? There fucking has to be.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I'm actually even more apt to believe that there's that the visitors that we claim to see now might not be from other planets, but other dimensions.
Oh.
Because space is so vast. I mean, unless you can figure out a wormhole thing, but if there's another dimension that you can just change your vibration and go fucking voop and pop in and say hi to us.
Yeah. I definitely agree. With that thought.
So do I, yeah.
There are, and Al and I have spoken about this at length in
yes.
car long road trips to comedy gigs
yeah.
About the potential and the likelihood of non-human lives being on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, really?
As we speak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cats, dogs, all non-human life.
Non-human extraterrestrial, I believe they like
you
to be
think
called.
So?
Yeah,
they like to.
Well, I think it's really stupid to be like.
Here's something interesting. Can I just throw this?
Yeah,
in
go
here?
For it.
Can you? I'm going to ask you a question, and then if you can't answer it, I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
Can you define the word "extra"? Do you know what the word "extra" actually means?
More of, like a little bit more of.
No, but that's what you would think, right? Do you know what "extra" means?
Gum.
That was good, Marty.
I'm glad that we're friends. Actually, means other than. So when you're saying, like, hey, give me a burger with extra tomato, you're basically saying, give me a burger with tomato other than the tomato that already comes with it.
Oh, so it's that makes sense, because when you're an extra on the set, it's you're
other than the star.
Other than
extraterrestrial, you're other than terrestrial. You're not from this planet. You're other than.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we all learned a little something here. How long have we been talking?
46.
God, it feels like 50.
Really?
This
one's been really educational.
For you dummy.
It's been cutting Danny down, but I'm okay because I've been learning stuff, so I'm happy.
No, I learned that maybe 15 years ago. I learned what extra meant, and I went,
yeah.
Because I thought the same thing, it just meant like more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you'd extra. Think so, yeah. Yeah. But I was just going to say, I think it is like incredibly stupid to be like, no, we're the only ones that exist. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of...
But it's also very possible. It's possible as well.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be.
I think that it's stupid to say something without knowing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if I said, yes, aliens are real, or yes, extraterrestrials exist and they live on Earth.
Yeah.
And
we just don't know. So it's like we can't.
They were here before us and now they're just back, and maybe every story of every ancient religion's mythology about a person coming down and giving light and giving intelligence and teaching things. Maybe they weren't the human beings dropping down from an omnipotent source. Maybe they were just thousand-year-old stories that have been lost in a game of Chinese whispers, and they weren't gods. They were actually just extraterrestrials.
But that's the sound of everyone's mind that just got fucking blown, Marty. Give me a high five.
That was your mind.
Even if they were gods, by definition, they were still extraterrestrials.
Exactly right.
Even if they were gods. Yeah.
But I think it's that idea that like, what's more likely? Nothing or something.
Yeah.
Probably something. So when someone thinks of God from any religion, they're not an invisible entity floating somewhere.
Can I,
if they did, in fact.
Al, do you want to go?
No.
I have a quick question. Would you apply...
Faster. You said quick
would
and this is already...
To go to Mars?
Would you apply that same theory to the afterlife? What you just said? You said there's probably something, not nothing?
I wouldn't know enough about it to have a set stance, but I definitely think that there is something to human consciousness that... that we have no idea... We cannot have an idea... about what happens to it after the body dies.
Yeah.
The ancient Egyptians
the ancient Egyptians
believed that there were two souls, the big soul and the little soul. And the little soul,
little soul's your penis.
Is it that. Really?
Thanks Tutankhamun. the little soul is the soul that animates your body.
Okay.
And the big soul is your consciousness.
Your greater self.
So when you take out your... When you were mummified, you would take out the organs. And then your big soul was free to travel.
Right.
Free to go to the gods or go up. And it has been claimed that what a pyramid is a tomb, but it's also...
It's not.
It's also... It's something...
They've never found any mummified remains in pyramids. It's not...
Is that true?
It's true. Because I'm a huge fan of the sorry to interrupt you, but because yeah, they've never, it's a little known fact because they just assumed that it was a place where they buried the pharaohs. They've never found any mummies.
Is that right?
Yeah, and if you look online a little bit, you can find documentaries as well that they think they were sort of used as an energy source because there's these little chambers that lead down to each other. So why build this big pyramid shaped thing? And it's so dense and so like fortified and have these little chambers that go and maybe there's a chemical reaction. They poured this down here and this down here and something happened and something shot out the top or whatever it was, but it looked more like a power plant than a
And it's also completely
that's fucking crazy.
It's also completely underestimated that of how many people say the word pyramid and they just think Egypt, but there are thousands of pyramids all over the world built by cultures that didn't touch each other. They lived thousands of years apart from each other. They had no way to communicate their ideas of architecture to each other.
That we know of.
Exactly. That we know of in...
They might have had an iPhone.
iPhone 1. Yeah. Exactly. They couldn't cut and paste, but they were making pyramids.
Yeah. Where's my fucking Uber?
No, the afterlife, because I think of that quite a bit. My go-to was yes.
Yeah.
Like... Intellectually,
I remember we had a long chat about this in the
car. Intellectually, I tend to go, I don't know, but I think it's because consciousness can't think of itself non-existing. So obviously, your first thing is like, no, I'll always be like, and I think there's something to it. I don't think we fully understand consciousness, and I think that you know, energy and matter, they never like you know, it's physics. They never die.
Yeah, they never die. They always recycle. Yeah.
So whatever happens, whatever that is, like even if like you die and your body dies and your pineal gland squirts out some DMT and you fucking just you're locked in a loop of thinking you're in heaven, then you're in heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's real because that's your brain telling you like this is the way it is.
It's interesting. I was watching a documentary recently.
That's so interesting.
I was watching a documentary on reincarnation recently.
Yeah.
And there was this particular case of this 7-year-old girl, I believe around 7, between 6 and 9, but she, in southern India. And she was claiming to be a woman that had died in northern India. And she...
No!
And she managed to...
So an 8-year-old found a compass. Yay!
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
And she managed to convince the people in her town that she was...
The woman.
Well, just someone else who had lived before.
Yeah.
And then went to this town. She was taken by her townspeople to this town, convinced the widower, the father that was still alive, based on all the things that she could...
Was Frank Sinatra's This Town playing in the background?
This Town! Oh,
such a great song.
Is a lovely town.
She did have an iPad, so it's possible.
It's a fucked up town. He hates that town. You know? Have you listened to those lyrics?
No.
He's like,
it's a lonely town. Is a white bread town. Is a something town.
He's basically like, fuck this town.
That's a good Sinatra.
Thank you. Go on.
Sorry, Marty. Go on.
That's fine. And then Gandhi checked it out, and he was on board as well.
Gandhi was alive
at this point. Oh, okay. Yeah. So,
I like Gandhi.
So that was just like an interesting case of which there are many of people, you know.
Yeah, you hear shit like that all the time. And that's really interesting what you said about like the DMT and the locked-in thing, because that would point to the thing of whatever you've put into your brain, that's what your brain's going to give you. Because you hear all of these stories of people dying and coming back. There was some rock star that like died for like 8 minutes and came back, and then he was like, there's nothing. There was nothing. It was just nothingness. You just die. That's it. I can tell you. But then there's other people who are like religious who are like, oh, I saw God and blah, blah, blah. And it's like...
It's probably whatever you want or whatever. My father died and came back before he
really
died. Yeah, and he had the whole story of like his loved ones being there and all that. And, you know, I actually, fun fact, I died when I was like 11 days old. Jesus. But just for a couple of minutes. And I don't remember anything. But I actually do credit that with me having gray hair from when I was a kid, because I had gray hair forever. Yeah, so I think it's weird because there was that kid. They made a movie about a kid who died and went to heaven and wrote a book, and I think it was called Heaven Is Real. And I actually watched the movie because I love shit like that. As much as I'll sit and watch a fucking cheesy like Hallmark movie, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Cynical as I am, but then there was this whole thing, and he became this national celebrity. And then the kid started feeling guilty and came out. When it was all lies, I was sort of led by my parents.
Wow!
Like I think he did sort of have a medical issue, and he might have died and come back. But he basically said, "Yeah, I didn't see any of that shit. I never." So you
is
like,
that based on a true story at all?
It was supposed to be, but he lied. The true story was a lie. The kid came out and said it.
Imagine you know, we all have crazy. We all have crazy dreams, and we wake up and think, "Where the fuck did my consciousness
do you know
that from?" But, I mean, yeah. imagine that moment just before that's all about to end, and your brain's like just scrambling for all the matter it can. Imagine, like you said, what you have in your consciousness
is what happens. Yeah,
it's going to generate those images in front of you, just like a dream would, and it might not come out perfectly.
I sort of
that's scary.
Perfectly together and perfectly formed, but. It might just
It'll be your consciousness.
It might just be a rehash of the stuff that you know and like.
Well, do you guys know what dreams are?
It's like when you sleep and then you...
No, but do you know...
So, say what you're going to say.
Okay, so dreams are like why they happen. It's basically all of your thoughts and it's your brain like filing. It's your brain's filing system.
Your brain is defragging.
Yeah, basically all your emotions and feelings and thoughts and stuff. It's processing everything. Yeah,
that's what they say. They think, they don't fucking know. That's it.
Yeah.
They keep going, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. And the beauty of it is they don't know.
Yeah.
And something that happened to me, like my beliefs kept evolving and shifting. Like, because I was raised Catholic, and I kept sort of tweaking stuff. And like at one point, I reconciled it by going, you know, we're all God. And by that, like meaning God is one. God is the universe, right? And you're one. You know everything. You've always been and will always be. And you get bored as fuck, right? So
right.
What you do is you break yourself up into a billion little fucking pieces. And that's us. And you forget. You go, all right, here's a fun game for me because I'm God. I'm going to break myself up into a billion pieces and I'm going to forget that I'm God. And I'm going to feel, because I don't know what it's like to feel separate. All I know is the one.
Yep.
So that's the game, that's life, right? So you break up and you go, fuck, this is scary. Holy shit. Whatever. So I started to believe that. And then when you die, you get closer to the source, but there are still stages to that. So you die, right? And at one point I thought, my belief was, that it was up to you. There was no judge, right? There was what God didn't say. Yes, you get into heaven, or no, you go to hell. But you attracted. You were attracted to your whatever your vibration was. Just like in life, if you're a dirtbag, you're going to hang out with dirtbags,
right?
And you're going to fucking hate people who are like, yay, and oh, I'm so blessed and grateful. People who are happy all the time. Like I'm there now. I fucking hate happy people. not real happy people. I hate the happiness culture. But yeah. We'll get into that next week.
Yeah.
So basically, it's you decide based on your own vibration. It's not a real decision, but you're just attracted to the light, or you're attracted, or you're repelled by it.
Yeah.
When you die.
Sorry.
But that I don't know why I was talking about that, because I wanted to get to dreams. When I was on this pretty powerful antidepressant for a while, and it would just knock me the fuck out, and I didn't dream for about a year and a half.
Jesus.
And then I got off of it, and I started dreaming again, and every dream I had. Was like, oh yeah, I remember this place. They were all like, not specific places, but realms. Like, I don't want to sound too nutty, but they were all very familiar. And I went, oh yeah, I haven't been here in a while. And I felt like every dream I had was like me literally sort of my consciousness traveling to a different realm or vibe. And it's like, and I do that. And it's and I visit sort of the same 7 or 8 when I dream. And then there are dreams that are probably my brain filing stuff, but I really do feel like that I'm sort of, and I know I probably sound like a fucking nutbag right now.
No.
But that my consciousness does sort of go to these places and work out stuff that needs to be worked out.
Yeah.
Right.
I had this one dream once, and it's probably like the most powerful dream I ever had. I had an apartment overlooking an ocean view. And I was standing out on the apartment and on the balcony, and it was the middle of the night. The only light was the moon shining on the ocean. And you know how you can just know something in your dream that you wouldn't be able to know in real life. But I knew that I was the only one looking out onto the water at this point from all the other apartments, all the other houses. And then from the distance, this like pale blue light came from underneath the water, and it just shot right up to underneath where my balcony was. And then from the water rose this giant purple orb, and it just floated above my apartment building for a little bit. And then I levitated out above the water, and then we shot out thousands of miles an hour.
You said miles.
Thank you.
Was that just for Al?
That was.
That was very nice.
Go on.
It sounds better when you say miles, I must admit. And so we just shot out into the ocean and then suddenly just stopped, and the orb rose up in front of me, and then it started... It didn't have a mouth, it was just an orb, but then I heard singing in my brain. It was like opera singing, no words. Jesus. Yeah. Just like singing in my brain. And what it was doing, it was uploading through song the meaning of life and the secrets of the universe.
Jesus Christ.
And then it shot me all the way back. It shot me all the way back to my apartment building, and I was standing on the balcony, and it was like saying, you know, it was trying to tell me that it was leaving now, and I started like weeping. I just did not want to leave. I did not want to leave this. And I didn't want to, like, I felt I'm going to be alone now. Like, I'm the only one that knows everything. This is going to suck. And I woke up and I had tears pouring down my face.
Holy fucking shit.
And I woke up, not that I knew what it said, but I woke up, and for about like 20 minutes,
yeah,
I had my body had the physical reaction as if you just found out
everything. Holy fucking shit, Marty.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
And I couldn't shake it for like a week.
Yeah.
It was like, because I still...
When was this?
It was years ago, but this is like the dream.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing this story?
Well, because we just talk about dicks and...
Yeah, we do. We talk about dicks.
Dicks and drinks and...
I'm like, how's your dick? Can you put your dick on the phone? Yeah. Let me talk to your dick. Have you guys ever lucid dreamed?
I have. I've worked on it. I went through a phase of my life where I really practiced it.
Yeah.
And I have. It's amazing.
Oh, man. I remember...
How are we doing for time?
101.
All right. Finish your story and then we get around.
All right. Cool. I remember I was on...
acid?
In bed with a woman that I was with. Mm-hmm. And like, not just a woman, long-term partner. Anyway, I remember I was there and I didn't realize I was asleep. And like, I started floating, and I was trying to like grab her and be like, baby, holy shit. And I was just, and like, it took me like 5 minutes to work out, oh, it's okay, you're dreaming.
Wow.
Like, I literally was like, what the fuck is going on? But I remember there was some part of me that was like, don't panic. Just, it's all good. Just chill. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was just some like voice that was just like, just chill. But I was just like floating, but I kept going up. And I was just like,
you're doing a good pantomime.
The fuck? Right now. Yeah. And then like, I'd kind of go slowly back down. And then when I finally, you know, when you're having those dreams and you're just like, holy shit. And then you finally wake up and it's just, you have such an existential moment because you're just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's
when it's so realistic that your body can't help but react as if it would, if that was actually happening.
Oh, your brain doesn't know the difference. That's what they say. Even between a thought, like if you're daydreaming, that's why they say, oh, if you visualize things, it'll happen. Because they say your brain and body don't know the difference. So if you can like close your eyes and vividly imagine like you're in a car wreck,
yeah,
and you're fucking, you know, your body will react.
That's how you used to masturbate before there was porn on the internet, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pretending I was in a car wreck. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, but and all that stuff. And they've done studies where guys have like imagined working out and have shown results. Like,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you see this,
I don't know
at
how
3 a.m.
Well, because it's
morning,
like
on TV.
I don't know.
This is the Imagine workout. Call now. It's only $100.
$100 imaginary dollars.
Marty, that's really funny.
That is like funny. That. I'm going to steal that. It's my bit. Because that's what I was going to say.
I'll
exactly
have the pods.
Those words.
I'll take the pods.
Okay, yeah, and I'll take that.
What do I get? Indiana Jones.
No, we have to wrap up. No, real quick, though. My favorite is when you ever dream you're in water and you hold your breath until you can't anymore. So you stop breathing and you're like, oh my God, I can breathe underwater.
Oh, wow. I don't think that's happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the best. And that's a tip. That'll be a tip of like, wait, I'm dreaming. And that's when you can start lucid dreaming. In your dream, if you can go, wait, I'm dreaming, then you can start fucking with the world.
Oh, man.
And it's pretty.
I want to try and go to bed tonight, like, really consciously. Oh, no.
You can do it.
Like, really consciously be like, how do you do it? How do you enjoy? There's like a way to
enjoy. We'll talk after the
podcast. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Wrap this up.
Well, listen, I just want to say, I really liked this episode.
I did too.
This is educational and I feel cleansed.
This is episode 3. A New Hope.
A New Hope. That's
Bye, everybody.
This was Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. And if you're in America, I miss you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye, everyone. See you soon, America. Bye.
Bye.